Hello and welcome to the first ever Albion Hurricanes podcast. This is episode one with me, Steve Firth, technical director of Albion Hurricanes. I just want to do a quick introduction first into what this is about and what we're doing, and hopefully over the next few weeks and just hopefully no more than a month, we'll be running some of these to keep people engaged in what's going on. We decided to put these together because obviously of the current situations, we want to keep people posted on what's going on with the club. Some people are able to get hold of emails and look online. Some people prefer listening to things. And so we really want to put these together to engage not only our parents, but our players as well. And kind of whether you're listening to this at home or in the car, or you're out on a run or a walk, or whatever you're doing right now, then obviously we appreciate you listening in. And we hope to have a little bit of fun with this over the next month or so. As you know, right now, as mandated down from US soccer, US club soccer, all soccer activities are off until April the 13th at the moment, which means that nobody's allowed to practice, no games. I was out at the facilities the other day. It's a very eerie feeling to have those fields wide open that are normally full of players and nobody being out there. But hopefully, you know, we're going to put as much of a plan in place as we can here so that you guys can continue work at home. You can keep engaging with Albion Hurricanes, with the coaches, with each other. And we can make sure that we get a chance to get back out on the field as soon as possible and start things back up. So really, just to start with, what are we doing as a club to make this work and to help you guys out while a lot of people are at home? First of all, as you may have seen, we're going to be posting online social media videos daily. Actually Monday through Saturday, so we'll take the Sundays off. These are a mixture of different skills our players can be working on, activities they can do on their own, outside or against the wall, or things like that. We'll also be incorporating some fitness aspect and videos into that, and some strength and speed and agility stuff, along with our goalkeepers as well, and making sure that they get some work to do as well. So the first thing you'll see is if you check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, you'll be able to keep up with the daily challenges, activities, and follow along so your players can see that. We think that visually that's really important. You can also catch up with us on our hashtag. So if you go on the social media and you hashtag AHFC at home, it will click you into all the videos that we're doing and videos that people are doing as well. And when you send us a video in on any of those social platforms, basically, if you attach that hashtag to it, then we're going to put you guys in a prize draw so that at the end of this, when we get back out on the fields again and we're into a new uniform cycle, we're going to be giving away free uniforms for a couple of lucky people in each campuses. So keep making sure that you do that. Not only are we doing things on social media, we also now have sent out a three-week training plan. It's been emailed out by the directors of the club to all players. And it's multiple levels. So there's one for our U8s to U12s. There's one for our U13s and above. And so look out for that. Just check your emails. If you don't seem to have it for some reason, touch base with your core coach. And that should get us through here until April the 13th with a plan that's not only fitness-based, but also technically based as well. So it incorporates the ball and not just running and things like that. So that's another option for you to keep up with. The staff are also setting up player parents meetings, so you should start to see emails coming through from the staff this week and next regarding having meetings online or on a phone call to go over feedback from the fall and the partial spring that some of you guys have played to let you know what sort of things that you can be working on from home, things that each individual needs to improve upon, and things that you can be doing that can help out with that. So going into next, when we get back, hopefully here in April, and we get back into games, that we can see some improvement. A couple of other things that you'll see is extending, and we'll be doing, as we said on the email that we sent out, we will be extending the season. So hopefully, as I say, fingers crossed, we'll be back out here in mid-April. We will carry on the season at the moment through to June 14th, and we'll just see where that takes us and beyond that. As we need more time, we can use more time. So hopefully that will incorporate training sessions, scrimmages, games with other clubs, and we'll find ways to get the soccer back up and running just as soon as that we're actually allowed to do that. The other thing that the staff will be looking to do, and we're going to work out how to do this in the next few weeks, we're looking at ways, like a lot of the schools are, to go ahead and try and get Zoom meetings or Google meetings up online where the team themselves can get together with the coach and can go over some technical stuff that can be working on out in the yard. With the older players, it could be some tactical stuff, talking about video analysis, things like that. So we're working on ways that we can get that done now, and we can start incorporating that real soon. I think the important thing for everybody is to keep connected with the club and the coaches, stay active, and keep a ball at your feet. You know, please send us in the work that you're doing. We are inundated with it all at the moment, and that's okay. It's good to see that people are wanting to send some stuff in. So if we can get your stuff online, we will do. If we don't, obviously keep sending it in, and we'll try and get that as much of that online on our social media as we can. We don't expect you to be doing all of these things that we're sending out. And if you can't do all of these things with your current situation, we completely understand. We've really given you options across all mediums to help families schedule some time for healthy activities and to try and keep the players improving. Going forward on the podcasts, we will have weekly guests, different staff, hopefully some people from outside of the club as well. We really want to learn about our staff, learn about the club, and have some fun with it. So we want this to be both for parents and players. And we're hoping that in the future, these podcasts, which I'm going to be trying to do weekly now, and maybe hopefully twice a week, if we can find people to talk to, if we can do these twice a week, we want them to be about half an hour long. So this one's going to be a little bit shorter today as just an introduction. But that's basically what we're doing. All the info that you need to find is located on our website. And if you need to ask any questions, feel free to email or call your core coach, who is available all week. You know, they are working from home and we are keeping things moving forward. So I hope everybody's doing well. Thanks for listening today. It's only a very short podcast today. I'll be having a guest on later this week, and we'll be doing another podcast and we'll have a bit of fun with that. So hope everybody's doing well, and we'll speak to you soon. And thanks for listening in.